This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
You know how I mentioned to you earlier that my wife has become the go-to for COVID appointments in my neighborhood? It just comes out as she texted me this morning. Our friend Cheryl, who we call Daryl because my kid can't say Cheryl. Daryl, she writes, got Daryl an appointment next week. One person closer to a block party.
Oh, that's she been wants the to have
clearly
a block
we now
party.
Know the motivation all along has been she just wants to throw a party.
Yeah, she went dark on me this morning, your wife did.
Oh. Is that right?
We're chatting, you know, back and forth, and then I go, hey, give me Sandy's number. Nothing. She's a good daughter-in-law and a good wife.
She is a smart lady.
Sandy, just so you know, you could tell Christina that it's okay to give your number to me if you want me to have it. That's all.
Right.
You know, no pressure.
Daryl, how are you?
Oh, Daryl, right.
Cheryl, Daryl.
Yeah, Daryl and Deeb. Those are our neighbors, Cheryl and Steve, if you ask my two-year-old.
Daryl and Deeb.
How does she say Isla?
She says it okay. But, you know, they scream at each other quite a bit, so...
Yeah, they get their names down pretty early, don't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys sent in. To prevent your glasses from fogging up when wearing a mask, fold a piece of Kleenex hot dog style over and over until you have a thin strip, then place it on the bridge of your nose inside your mask. Love you guys.
Oh, thank you. That doesn't slip down?
Do you think that works, or is that just a way to make...
When they say hot dog style, they mean roll the thing up.
Yeah, right. I guess so, right?
Okay.
Oh. I think that's just making us look like donkeys, and then they'll laugh when they when we say, yeah, I've been walking around like that for a while. But maybe it works. I don't know.
Maybe. Well, I mean, it's worth trying. Brynn, are you getting all fogged up?
I'm not.
Yeah. There's something about the bandana thing. It lets it out
mask
the bottom.
Works. Yeah, it's fogless.
Yeah, or it's a fogless bandana mask.
I'm not sure which one's which.
Yeah, I'm kind of a genius. I sewed a mask on the back of a bandana. It's a whole new thing. You know, I'm amazing. I don't know
kind
how
of a genius.
Kind of, you know, kind of.
Not fogged up at all.
Most of the good stuff's been invented anyway, so
it's
yes,
true,
you're
Ben.
Right.
I mean, you know,
electricity.
Yeah, I couldn't invent that. That was already done. Right. I would have too.
Right. There's a place in Bodega Bay at the Spud Point Marina called the Spud Point Crab Company. Best New England clam chowder on the West Coast. They sell out of that and crab cakes every weekend.
Do they make it with crab?
I think it's because they trick people into saying commercials for them during the tech segment.
Wow.
Dang
I
it.
Love Bodega Bay.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I've been there a bunch of times. Rent a house and, you know, party with your friends, ruin the place and leave. It's great. I'm kidding. We're great renters.
Hey, guys. What's fun about listening to you is I always want to jump in with a comment. It's me, your night shift worker. I do long catch-up sleeps of 12 hours or more, and sometimes am awakened by that nasty dehydration headache. I just guzzle a quart of water, and it goes away quick.
Oh. Huh. That's interesting.
Well, I don't know how you're getting 12 hours, but that enjoy it while you can, because as you get older, you won't be able to do that.
Yeah.
Unless you're Sarah, and then of course,
I'm
again, you're a medical
out,
marvel, and you can just sleep forever and ever.
Don't sleep forever. I used to regularly sleep till 1 p.m., no problem, and I just can't anymore. I wake up at 7, and then I'm like, well, maybe I can get back and get till 9.
Laying here listening to you guys, feeling like I was hit by a truck. Sore arm, aches, fever, not fun. Thanks to COVID second shot yesterday. 72-year-old female.
Oh. Yeah, John, really, I should really check on him, I think.
You haven't yet?
No. He's usually he's fine. I don't want to wake him up, you know, if he's sleeping.
All right.
But he was really, his arm was really sore, and he was like feverish last night after getting his shot. And Bryn, you say just a sore arm, no other.
Yeah, just a sore arm.
Yeah, I just had a sore arm.
Oh, I think he texted me yesterday saying he had mini COVID or something like that.
Yeah, he was saying that he's like, it's. I feel like I actually have it now.
Well, that's good. It's working.
Sure, I guess, right? I'll find out how he is.
Good morning, Alice family. Listening to you all as I commute to my licensing exam, hoping to get certified as a marriage family therapist. Wish me luck.
Sounds like you'll be in line for a COVID shot. I mean, you got to interface with families. And
that's great. And you know what? There are families that you'll probably save.
And you'll feel good about that.
And there'll also be families where you let them know you should quit.
Yeah.
You guys should just quit.
I don't think this is going to work out.
Right. Got to let it go.
You got to let it go. You got to let it go.
Have you ever been, let me ask you a question. You ever been in a relationship where enough bad things have happened where you just cannot fix it? You've tried so hard. You try, and it seems like no matter what you guys do, you just cannot fix this thing. It's truly broken.
No.
Oh,
really.
You haven't?
I haven't been in that many relationships, though. You know? I mean, John is really, obviously, he's the longest boyfriend I've ever had. Oh. But Whitey and I were just on again, off again for years, and this guy, Mike, that I dated on and off for a few years. But other than that, like, neither of them, I always knew neither of them was the one.
Well, Whitey was close, though.
Whitey was, if anything happens to John, I'm just going to call Whitey just to see, just you know? I'm just going to find out what he's up
well,
to.
Well, poor Whitey, though, has been hurt by you.
I know. He wrote me this letter one time. Like, it was...
Oh, dear.
Like, I swear to God, there were tear stains on it. Poor
Guys
Whitey.
Guys should not write... What?
Yeah, he was so angry.
Oh, he was angry.
Hurt and angry.
Why? What'd you do?
I moved away. So he wrote me a letter saying what a jerk I was.
You moved away?
Yeah.
Where'd you move to?
I don't know, like 2 hours away to be in that band. But then I didn't want to see him. He was like, oh, can I come up this week? I'm like, no. I'm busy.
No.
Coming up. Please. I moved away. Goodbye.
Sarah is so ridiculously mean. Maine is not where the uglies are. Don't be a masshole.
Oh. Well, they saw right through me. Keep telling yourself that, by the way.
Who are you kidding, Sarah? Cold at 67 degrees? You are a Californian.
Turns out.
Nice try.
It's going to be a rude awakening if I ever move to Vermont, I'll tell you.
That's right.
You know, John and I were actually having this conversation yesterday because we were like, oh, you know, in Vermont, we'd have like a wedding venue and we'd do a bed and breakfast. And he goes, you know, it's chilly today. I don't know if we want to go to Vermont.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know that's my one fear, too, that we'll be like, this sucks. It's cold. We got to leave.
I wear a jacket inside at all times, too. Fist bump, Sarah.
Yeah.
Fist bump.
Fist bump. Well, growing up, you know, my dad would never set the thermostat above like 68 or something, which was fine when it was 12 outside. But we always had to, if you complained about how cold it was in the house, my dad would bring you your jacket. Here you go.
Yeah.
Here's a hat. Here's a scarf. Why do you have bare feet? What are you doing? Well, of course you're cold. Look at you. You're not even dressed.
Right.
Dad, I'm wearing a snowsuit, but your feet are bare. There it is.
Why would they hate you for that, Sarah? You just justified a bunch of people's jobs at T-Mobile. Yeah.
Oh.
You did a great job.
Well, now everyone's going to call them just to, you know,
whatever.
Have someone to talk to.
So what? And
maybe
that
they'll
gives
wind
those
up getting people, some new
people a chance
right?
to sell them T-Mobile.
Yeah. It really is good.
Sarah, your headaches could be hormonal due to postmenopausal. One-third of headaches stay the same, one-third get better, and one-third get worse with menopause.
I will say that I actually feel like I am doing better now with headaches than at any point in my life. My 30s and 40s, I would get crushers like a couple times a week. Just like, please don't talk to me. I can't even keep my eyes open. It's awful.
Yeah, that is awful. I never have had to deal with that. And when I hear that, I just think, God, that's too regular.
It sucked.
It's hard to function when your head hurts. That's weird.
When my kids never believe me about my headaches. Oh, have you got one of your headaches again? And sometimes I was lying. But then Riley comes out. Well, you know, kids. You give me a headache. So Riley comes out not that long ago, like maybe a year ago. He comes out and he's like, I have a headache. I'm like, yeah, there's aspirin right there. He goes, no, I've never had a headache before.
Oh.
He's like, I didn't believe you about headaches. I'm like, well, I hope this is the first and last one you ever get.
Well, I still don't believe TMJ, but whatever. Headaches, TMJ. Maybe they're fake. Maybe they're real.
Are these all excuses you've heard? Do people give you a lot of excuses, Vinny, for why they can't do something?
I've heard the TMJ excuse before,
that's a real thing.
Oh, that makes my jaw sore. Get out of here. What are you talking about?
Power through it.
Two dudes.
My sister has TMJ.
Yeah, of course.
Listen, all girls have TMJ. All girls. All girls have it.
It hurts my jaw.
She broke her jaw in two places. Okay. So.
Sure she did. Uh-huh. Great. Honey, I can't. I have TMJ.
Yeah. Okay.
You know I can't do that.
My husband got the AstraZeneca vaccine through a study. He's fine. No side effects. I'm very happy he's vaccinated. Love you all. And good thing he didn't get herpes from it.
No doubt. It turns out you get herpes from it. You don't get herpes from it.
That's just
people trying
to blame their problems
on. Stop telling your wife you get herpes from the AstraZeneca inoculation.
Right.
Stop it. She doesn't believe you. She's not stupid. Well, maybe she is. She married you. Stop it.
Ford Motor Co. just informed 30,000 employees they can work from home permanently, Sarah.
Ooh.
Wow.
Wow.
We're seeing more and more companies make real changes to the way business is done.
Yep.
I know Salesforce is one of the big employers in the city, and they just backed out of a lease for a particular building because they don't need it. They don't need it. They're going to let those people work from
home.
Things
are working the way it's working, and we don't have to pay insurance and electricity at a building that no one really needs to go to.
Huey Lewis has a really interesting background. Heard him interviewed on the Broken Record podcast last year. Yeah, I don't know anything. I know he's, you know, they were hit machines in the 80s, right?
Sure were. And then he... Is he deaf or did he lose his voice or something? Like something happened to him.
He lost his hearing, I think it was.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people do.
When they abuse it by standing in front of amps with no protection for 50 years, you know?
Right. In all caps, 510 writes, get out of here, Vinny and Bryn. I love erasure.
Oh.
Always I will be with you. And make me live with you and live in harmony.
Vin. Oh, boy.
Oh, let's have an erasure moment. Where's Jane when you need her? Jane, you love
erasure, Jane,
right?
Has not backed you up.
Seems like
she
didn't weigh in on purpose.
Maybe your coffin's stuck.
Oh, really? Okay. Vin, thank you. IASIP has long outlived its prime. I loved the first 8 seasons, 9 and 10, and everything after that is lost compared to the first episodes. It's like shows.
They were absolutely great in that Imagine Dragons video.
Yeah, that
so
was funny.
Take a minute.
Love Erasure, guys. One of the band members was a founding member of Depeche Mode. So there. Oh. Okay, well, I really do like Depeche Mode.
Sure.
And I don't hate Erasure. I just need to give it to Sarah. That's my job. So,
I hate Erasure.
Yeah, thank you, Bryn. Oh, and 925 says, Vinny's right. I'm changing the station.
Oh, stop it.
Wait a minute. That's not funny.
Oh, hold on.
Ourselves.
I asked Jane, is your coffin locked? Should I send help? And she said, no, I'm here. Here for erasure. She said, here for erasure. She's down with them.
Vinny, why do you constantly question Sarah's taste of music? Like your music's any better. Happy Thursday.
Oh, well, happy Thursday to you, too.
I don't try to sell my taste in music to people. In fact, I don't expect anybody to like what I like. Right. I really don't.
We don't have to.
But if I ever come to your house and I have to do your dishes, you're going to play Slayer. That's what's going to happen when I do dishes.
I see.
Slayer.
Well,
hey, Thingy, play Slayer.
You can do the dishes by yourself then. That'll be...
Okay.
That's great for me. You can play whatever you want when you do the dishes. If you're doing
I
them by
it.
Yourself... In fact, I will actually DJ booth Slayer for you so that I don't have to do the dishes.
I can't hear you. You're ruining my
hear
song.
Damn thing.
Zip it, would you?
Sorry, Mom.
510 says, nice pull, Bryn. I know Bones Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It was my peoples right there.
Bone, 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 bone.
You know this song, Nicole?
No, okay. I think you played it for me one time, but I don't know them.
All right, it's okay.
Jane's new band name is Locked Coffin. I didn't even know she was in a band, but of course she is. Look at her.
Oh, God. I'll go see that band.
Locked Coffin, yeah. That's good. Maybe she can have like a glass front coffin and they can wheel it in, you know, like a sarcophagus and they stand it up and she's like in there, you know, all bound up like a mummy singing.
I'm sure it comes out all bound up like a mummy.
Well, yeah.
What?
You know, I mean, she's going to suck your blood if you don't keep her in that coffin.
I was just about to say, I'm sure our love of Jane comes out all jealous and wrong most times, but I actually am a big fan. She knows how to put it together, that Jane.
She does.
Between her radio show and her style.
Jane. Oof,
I would go see that band for sure.
Locked Coffin.
Tell us when you're playing, Jane.
Yeah. And what instrument do you play, or do you just sing?
Oh, well, she's a singer, of course. Duh.
Right. She'd look good with a guitar. She'd look good with a bass guitar, wouldn't she? That's one of their songs.
Well, back to my point. I think Jane makes most things look great.
I'm in a dark coffin, and I need to find the key.
I am completely out of time, so unfortunately we're out
that
of
text for the day.
That
means I don't get to sing anymore, does it?
Back after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. And you know what that means. Vinny, do you know what that means?
It's Thursday. Do I know what that means? We got three more days to Friday.
Sunday.
Wait,
yeah, three
what?
More days till Sunday. No, it means tomorrow's Friday.
Oh, that's okay. That's well, that's it. What
if
I was getting
easy,
at.
I thought it was actually an easy question, but I didn't.
Well, I just don't have a song that I associate on Thursdays to get me to Friday, so I sang the Tuesday song. Sorry.
Right.
That was good. You know, the singing was good. It was good. I thought we were done singing for the day, but it turns out we weren't. Anyway, have a wonderful Thursday. We're here all day playing music for you. We are, you know, spinning the platters that matter. No Slayer here, in case you were worried.
Oh, my God, the platters that matter.
That's right. You're washing them. I'm spinning them. Always I want to be with you. Anyway.
Look at Bryn's laughing his head off.
He thinks that's
hysterical.
I bet you Janie will play some Erasure today. Maybe V Hale will, but either way, stick around all day. We got all the good DJs, we got all the good songs, and we'll see you tomorrow morning at 5:45, and it will be Friday.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.